What about 18q?
We didn't look at allelic deletions formally, but we did look at the DCC gene, which is thought to be the gene important in 18q deletion. And again, in each of the two studies, CO1, CO2, and CO4, total now 575 patients, we could not see a significant correlation of DCC expression with outcome.
Can you explain a little bit more about what 18q deletion is and what DCC actually is?
18q deletion is a form of what's called allelic imbalance. And basically, there's a loss of a fragment of the long arm of the chromosome number 18. And on that fragment that's deleted is a gene called DCC, or deleted in colon cancer. And so DCC is thought to be important in the tumorigenesis of colon tumors. Stan Hamilton and his work demonstrated that loss of this tumor suppressor gene was one step in the development of cancer, as in the polyped cancer transformation. And in previous studies, again, Dr. Hamilton and his group from ECOG found in looking at data from their adjuvant studies that there seemed to be a correlation between allelic deletion of chromosome 18 and outcome. And in fact, they're using this test in their current stage 2 protocol to help identify high-risk patients. But the literature is a little murky in this subject because at Mayo Clinic, Steve Thibodeau and his colleagues looked at about 700 patients with colon cancer in the adjuvant situation and could not find that the 18q deletion was associated. They found a different deletion on 5p was associated with outcomes. So in our view, it's not clear what the significance of 18q deletion is, and it's not generally accepted as a test that would be used to choose patients for therapy, except in the context of the ECOG protocol. Microsatellite instability relates to abnormalities of DNA repair, and it's commonly seen in patients with hereditary non-apolyposis colorectal cancer, and it can be seen in some sporadic colon tumors as well. If there's a very high level of microsatellite instability, these tandem repeats within the genome, that tends to be a favorable prognostic parameter. Higher microsatellite instability is a good prognostic marker. Now, we didn't do MSI studies in all of our patients, just a subset of patients, and we haven't yet analyzed that data. But I think that is something that needs to be done, because as we develop this molecular signature, we need to demonstrate its value above and beyond the standard clinical pathologic features and the molecular feature of MSI.